From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Disciples of Lucifer, worldly known as the Luciferians, put out notices on social media websites months ago that they would be staging global rallies on June 21st. One of those rallies was supposed to be held at the Western Heritage Museum and Lee County Cowboy Hall of Fame in Hobbs on Monday. It caused concern that the Lee County Sheriff's Office dispatched a deputy to monitor the group's potential appearance. However, the group never showed up, but State Senator of Lee and Eddy Counties David Gallegos did. He felt he had to be there.
But here in Lee County, we have fundamental truths. It's pretty important that we make sure that the people in our area understand, you know, we're going to stand for our biblical belief.
And the Luciferians' mission statement is to create a one-world government. A City of Roswell official said allegations of misconduct within the Roswell Fire Department early this year were not found to be criminal in nature. It became more of a condition of correcting behavior that is not acceptable for the department, according to a city official. The city now considers the matter to be a closed issue. The city of Carlsbad installed a new modern emergency phone system thanks to a state grant of $568,000 from the New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration. According to city officials, the old system, which was installed in 2013, was antiquated by today's electronic standards. Well, the state of New Mexico is moving on up. The state was ranked 49th in a report released on Monday measuring child well-being based on data gathered before the pandemic. That's an improvement over last year when the state ranked 50th among U.S. states. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.